24 after 6. Money Radio's Business for Breakfast show continuing. Ken Morgan, Mark Asher here, and joining us now is Scott Tucker. Scott is president of Scott Tucker Solutions in Chicago. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Talk about volatility. It's making us dizzy. The market is way up one day, way down the next. It appears it's going to be down today. And you're going to talk to us about taking a chance to rebalance our portfolios. I guess it's too late to dump our Sears Holdings stock right now. But other than that, what should we be looking at to rebalance at this time of the year?
Well, I think that you want to look at your asset allocation. A lot of folks never do that. We regularly have people come see us, and they have maybe a stockbroker or they have a current advisor, and they show us their investment statements, and they'll say, well, I've got safety here in bonds. And something people need to realize is that bonds are not safe.
Nope.
They are a security, meaning you can lose value. And since the election, interest rates have done nothing but go up, so bonds have been falling in value. So that's one thing that you need to look for. And then when we talk about rebalancing among our stocks, hopefully we're not tied up in just a handful of stocks. Hopefully we're much more broadly diversified than that. But we need to look at if one sector is up or down. If it's fallen in value, maybe we should actually buy more of it. And if it's risen in value, maybe we should sell some of that position. So rebalancing helps us make sure that we buy low and sell high. Everybody says they do that, but most people don't do that.
Right. You know, it is interesting when you look at the bond market. I mean, people do think bonds is a safe haven, right? Like, oh, I'm in bonds. Well, they're getting killed, and they're going to continue if we see three more rate hikes in the next, 14 months. Let me ask you this. Are you starting to see more in CDs, maybe fixed annuities with a shorter term? Are investors starting to see these as better options? Because you can get, 2.5%, 3% sometimes on these CDs for just 12, 15 months.
Right. Well, let's say that we expect inflation maybe to finish the year about 2.5%. So some folks will come in and they'll say, well, I'm getting 2% at the bank in the CD, and so I'm really doing well. So you're not keeping up with inflation.
Right.
And if you have a certificate of deposit outside of an IRA, you're actually getting taxed on that 2% you make every year as earned income. And so a lot of folks don't realize they're getting taxed as if they went out and worked for that money, and then they're falling behind inflation and getting taxed on what little interest they did earn. We are seeing a place for fixed index annuities for some clients as a bond alternative, and that can be the case whether or not they have a concern for income and retirement. We can use fixed index annuities to put a floor under some of the money.
Scott, you suggested a lot of people have a set it and forget it attitude about their investments and their portfolio. How often should we be reviewing this? Every month? Once a year? How often?
Well, one thing is when you manage your own money, you tend to become emotional and do a poor job at it. And even the savviest of do-it-yourselfers that really do pay good attention to everything, they overlook some things. One of the biggest things we see people overlooking are taxes and retirement. So if we're using traditional IRA, traditional 401k, traditional 403b, we're building a giant ticking tax bomb that's going to go off when we turn 70 and a half. And it's going to continue through our 70s and 80s, maybe 90s. And even if we don't use those tax deferred accounts, those traditional IRAs and 401ks, if we leave those behind to our heirs, those are the worst kind of tax treatment to leave to your heirs, because it's going to cause them higher taxes.
Very strange how the government thinks. They don't want you to hold on to that money without paying taxes on it, isn't it?
Yeah, for most people, it's not blanket advice, but for most people, we're recommending that they look at a Roth option on their 401k or 403b. So about half the plans in America today do offer a Roth option. And then folks can also, you can use your 401k or your Roth 401k or Roth 403b at work, but then you can also have a Roth IRA, quote unquote, at home, kind of on your own time or with your advisor. So you can have another $5,500 to $6,500 per person, depending on your age, that you can squirrel away in your Roth IRA away from the job.
Right.
So there are a lot of options.
Hey, about 10 seconds. Best pizzeria, in your opinion, from Chicago, Gino's East, Luminati's, or Giordano's?
Everybody knows it's Luminati's. Buttercrust, deep dish.
I agree. 100%. You're my man. You know what, Gino? We have all three now here in Arizona, by the way. But we're about to only have two because Gino Z's just announced yesterday they're shutting down, heading back to Chi-Town.
Yeah, they can't beat Lumel's.
No, Luminati's is ridiculous.
Scott Tucker, what a pleasure having you with us this morning.
Thanks,
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.